I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Iranians are leaving Islam for Christianity, putting aside wealth, status, and security to follow Jesus. On a trip to Sweden, Marzia's husband accepted Christ. When he returned, the family noticed a change. He shared Christ with them and showed them Mohabbat TV, a Christian channel run by Heart for Iran. Marzia and the couple's two children became Christians soon after. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari.
This couple started an underground church knowing the risks because they loved Jesus so much that they couldn't be silent and witnessed to their friends and neighbors. Therefore, a friendship group got started in their home, and with the help of Mohabbat TV response team, it developed into a church.
Please pray for this couple and others like them on Wednesday, the Global Day of Prayer for Muslim background believers. And Christ commanded us to take his gospel to every tribe, nation, and tongue. Some call it the Great Commission, and it's outlined in Matthew 28. Tracking the number of unreached people groups, or UPGs, show how much work is left. At missionnews.org, Marv Newell with Missio Nexus describes three reasons why millions of people remain unreached today. Everything comes down to gospel access.
Unfortunately, gospel-bearing witnesses cannot freely access these people. So that's why we still have a third of humanity that still does not have a clue of what the gospel is.
The Alliance for the Unreached is a coalition of ministries determined to reach every unreached person on earth. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. SAS7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. They're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. Click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.